Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Practice won't start till next week. So, still waiting to see
who we going to get.
Okay, well, check this out, man. I asked something, man. I had this conversation today. And let me just ask you. Now, you, Mother Nature, just say y'all doing your thing, right? And
right.
You incorporate something new into it. Do you think that she would be more? Do you think she'd be more prone to ask you like where that come from, or just be like, "Well, damn, that was good."
She would probably just roll with it. Not to say that the thought might not cross her mind, but she'd probably just roll with it. Then if it happened again, then she might be like, "Yo, what's the fuck going on?"
Okay, well, Janae, I see you done rolled in here.
Yeah.
But nah, okay. The man incorp something new. I mean, does it make you wonder if he's cheating? If he incorp something new?
I ain't gonna say he's cheating, but. You know, I'm gonna know where you learned this from. Cause that thought is gonna cross my mind. So of course I'm gonna ask, but some people might not say nothing.
I figured that a motherfucker might ask, like, where you get that? You know, where that come from? I figured that question probably be asked. But I did a little survey today, and man, women are like, hell no, nah, he do something new. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm finna investigate. I'm like, really? That's fucked up. No, you might have watched a porno or something like that. I'm gonna try that with the old lady to see, you know, like see how she like it.
But that's a two-edged sword, though, Cass, because a dude will think that, but a woman won't. That's a two-edged
sword. What you
sword,
mean?
You know, a woman won't think that, like, if you bring something new to the thing, you know what I'm saying, she'll be like, oh, he might have looked at a porno thing. But if a woman do it, I mean, my fault, if a man did it, she won't think that. But if a woman did it, nigga be like, oh, who you fucking, bitch? You got to be fucking somebody. It's a two-edged sword, man.
I don't think so. I mean, I've always thought, like, if you bought something new, you did something a little new. I mean, I'm not gonna just honestly.
Get it
that's
on
not
your
gonna
mind at the top. Be honest,
I'm not.
Cass. Also, my bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cass. My bad.
No, what I'm saying is, I know you might not believe it, dog, but I really don't think like that, man. It's like if you did something, you bought something new, I'm like, okay, now, yeah. You know what? My first thought ain't that you cheating, that you cheated, though. Especially if you ain't gave me no reason to think that you cheated, though. Now, you know, the situation, we going through some
yeah,
shit, and every time
I thought on single guy stuff like that. If that's my woman, she brings something new to the table, man.
Oh, somebody need to turn their TV down.
Not mine. But if that's your
Thank
woman,
you.
if that's your woman, dude, I mean, I can't answer this question because I don't have a woman. I'm a hoe. I know when I am. That's what I do best. I'm a hoe. So I really can't answer this question. But if I had a woman and she brought something different to the table, dude, and she didn't do this shit when we was together, yeah, I'm going to think something different. That's just my opinion.
I mean, I don't. From what I understand, it's a lot more people think more like you than me.
She
wouldn't bother me.
So that wouldn't change you if you came in. You and your girl been doing missionary for the last 7 years. She come in and just turn over doggy style.
I'm the shit. It's about time.
Well, okay. I guess. I don't know. I ain't had no real relationship in a minute, so I don't know. Me, myself,
but you've been in, I mean, hold on, man. But you've been in one, though, so it is not like you ain't never been in one. I mean, if you was in one, and I mean, it ain't like you just been no motherfucker gigolo your whole damn life.
You've been in
plenty of relationships.
How society is now, yeah, I'm going to think something going on.
Okay, and I mean, that's just an honest answer. I mean, I feel you. Like I said, I mean, I understand that. I mean, shit, some people just, it's more people that rather stick to what they know than something new. I mean, I see that now.
And that's really messed up, but yeah, that's true. That's really true. You go with what you know than the new stuff. Cause she said he's doing something. You like, hey, what are you on? And then you think about that damn president. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, all that shit your girl know. I talk that bitch that shit.
Nah, that's different. That's a motherfucker coming to you in your face.
But no, you got people that do that though. Even if you, that's how society, that's how fucked up society is, dude. It wasn't that bad, man.
I wouldn't think nothing of it, man. I'd be like, shit, she willing to try some new shit. Well, ain't nothing wrong with trying something new without, you know what I'm saying, without being all suspicious and shit.
Nah, Janine, let's just say, you know, we used to, you know, the love making thing.
Mm-hmm.
We used to the love making thing, and now I come in, I might have a couple of drinks or something. So now,
well, see,
I'm like, fucking
up.
Whose TV is that?
I don't know. My dog would be barking if it was mine.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. And I mean, now I just come in and I say, fuck it, man. I'm just finna put the pound game down. I'm, fuck it. I'm finna just go hard. And I just go hard. Man. I'm talking about just wow, wow, wow. I'm talking about headboard slamming against the wall, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, I don't normally do that, but I decided to do it tonight. I mean, would you really be mad at me?
No, I'm not saying I would be mad. I wouldn't be mad either. Anyway.
Well, mad,
I'm just
mad
saying.
Is the wrong word. Would you be suspicious?
Right. Well, yeah, okay. Suspicious. Like, all right, this motherfucker, he done came and just did something totally new.
I mean, if that was not your nature. Now, if I just knew you had been drinking or whatever, okay, he's drinking. And you've done it before when you've been drinking.
That's not what
you
know that.
See, you're
not asking the question. Would you be suspicious? Yes or no?
If it was just something totally out of the blue that you've never done before, yeah, I would be suspicious. I would want to know where you learned it from.
That's two.
Dude, you didn't hear what I said. It's more people that think like y'all than think like me. I'm not.
We right, but I mean, but that's just how we. That's how the person gonna think, man.
I'm just saying, up until today, I really didn't think that it would be a big deal. I really didn't. But
you know what's similar to that? It's the same thing. Women think that way about sex as men do. When we walk around there singing around the house, when y'all know we shouldn't be happy.
Wow, say that again so they can hear this shit.
The same suspicion y'all get when we do stuff like that, that's the same suspicion women get about sex.
I honestly would think, you know what, when you walking around the house doing that singing shit, and I know, like, man, you done got into this big argument, I think you just trying to fuck with me. I honestly think you're just trying to fuck with me. I don't think. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm okay. I mean,
hold on a second, man. Let me set the scenario for. All right, Janine. Let me make sure I understand what you just said. I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. I want to make sure I understand this. Okay, we just got into it. You left.
I mean, we could have been arguing the whole week. We just have not been able to get together the whole week. We've been getting into it about stuff. Now it's the weekend, and I'm cooking dinner. I'm like, everything's fine. We haven't talked it out. We haven't made up. Nothing, but I'm sitting around the house. I'm thinking, cooking dinner, like nothing's wrong. And y'all,
okay, but have you left the house?
Have you left the house? Yes, I've left the house. What songs are you singing? You left the house. You got into it. You left the house, and then you came back singing.
When a woman made up.
Come on, dog. Let me finish, man. Let me make my point, please, sir. You said we got into it. We've been mad at each other the whole week. You left the house. And then you came back. Now you cooking dinner and you singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a problem. I'm suspicious like a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, that's the same type of thing.
Okay.
Just like y'all get suspicious about something like that, the same thing how a woman gets suspicious about sex.
Okay, but here's the thing. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but we ain't been in no fight. Hell, we fucking. We doing something that we both enjoy. So, I mean, we ain't been in no fight. We ain't upset with each other. I just wanted to try something new.
I understand that. I'm not saying we about to get into no fight. I'm not saying I'm about to go. I'm talking about me per se. I'm not saying I'm about to go start looking through your stuff and stuff like that. I'm just saying in the back of my mind, I'm going to wonder. Well, you learn that. But me, personally, I'm going to just ask. You know what I'm saying? See, and that's what happens. Some women don't say nothing. But that's what they thinking. But that's what they thinking, though. I said,
That's right there. That's the reason. You my future-ass wife. Right there. She hard-headed on me.
I don't see why you would be suspicious, though. That don't make no sense to me. Just because a motherfucker want to try something that he ain't never tried before with you, that makes you suspicious that I learned it from somebody else? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. It just don't.
I mean, if you just said it, when you tell me where you learned it from, that's all you have to say.
Yeah, but why would you even ask me? I mean, I'm going to tell you, hey, you know.
Because you did something new. Why wouldn't I ask that?
You've been drinking strawberry pop for all these years, and he changed the goddamn cherry.
Exactly. You never did that before. This is something you never did. Why couldn't you have done it two years ago or 3 years ago? I mean, how long we been together? So we've been together for 10 years, and you ain't never did this ever?
Wait a minute.
First of all, I just seen the movie.
Well, you should have watched that movie 10 years ago.
How many movies you been watching over 10 years and you ain't never did nothing off of none of them movies?
As women,
we know the man that we with. And when something changes, it's not even just the fact about the sex part. It could be various other things. When something changes, it's just like a light bulb goes up in our head. Like, what? Like, did he just do something different? I mean, it could be anything, not just the pages of sex. Hell, we know how many times y'all shower a day. You usually only shower once, and now you shower 3 times a day. That's a problem.
And then you know what? That's so true. That's fucked up. But that's true. A woman do know that. They know that.
Y'all might not think we don't notice all that stuff, but we do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just us, but we notice that stuff.
But I mean,
we notice the change.
You know,
that's
we look at the little shit. Oh, you putting on you putting on a different bra or your perfume.
Exactly.
You know,
cologne changing,
your clothes. Oh, now you're getting sexy now. What the fuck you going out there looking this sexy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You been wearing them holy ass t-shirts all the last 3 years. Now all of a sudden you want some.
Yeah. Now y'all understand that we are
now
y'all
some clean t-shirts.
Me and my future ex-wife explain it for y'all better.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know it was
that
fucking serious.
Yeah,
dang, you count how many times.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if I take an extra shower, that's a problem. I'm cheating.
Yeah, you must.
I decided to take
an
extra shower.
Nigga, you been thinking all these years?
I might have been outside cutting grass or some shit.
See, I'm not saying that. See, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. You been outside and you playing basketball, whatever. You know, working in the yard, something like that, and you doing something different than what you've usually done. I'm just talking about when I know if you ain't been doing nothing all day and shit, you only take one shower a day usually, and then all of a sudden, like 3 days in a row, you've been taking a shower three times a day, you're putting on different cologne, all this stuff adds up to suspicion, okay? It just adds up. It might not be just that one thing. It's a bunch of little different things that y'all do. It's a little stuff that y'all don't notice that we notice.
So you're saying, if we're sitting in the crib and I ain't take a shower that day, but then I go out, come back about an hour, and come back and just take a shower, would you be suspicious of that?
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, we've been sitting in the crib all day, you know what I'm saying? I took my morning wash up, but then, you know, later on that day, I just leave out, come back, and take a shower. Would you be suspicious?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I guess.
That's crazy, man.
Make sure I don't add an extra shower to my routine. That's the way I'll be divorced.
Oh, and by the way, don't change soap. Don't use a different soap or put some different cologne on, or you gonna be in trouble.
I know people don't like that. I learned something new. I'm like, well, shit. Let me go try it out on my girl. And then you like, I didn't think people were up. Like I say, man, you don't agree on too many things, but I'm with you. I didn't think people really thought like that, but I did a little survey today. And a lot of people do, especially women. Women
and
well,
men too. See, and that's what I'm saying. A lot of them, what they do is they just keep that thought in the back of their mind. They might not say nothing that first time.
That's still fucked up that you even think like that three times.
That we even think like what?
Like that.
Hell.
Just because I tried something new.
Hell.
I'd be like, why are you questioning me? Did you enjoy it? God, just be happy. It's some new shit.
Here's the thing that gets me, Tama. If you sit there and give to them the same way, they tired of it. Same old shit. I know what he gonna do. But you change up. Oh, you motherfucker.
Who you fucking know?
Hey, you in a no-win situation.
Y'all be single for them. Y'all know how to change it up like that. You got to in there. You can't just bring it all at once.
You're supposed to change it up anyway.
You can bring it all at once like that, though. You bring it all at once, they knew you doing something fucked up. You got to swing it in there, bro. You know, a little bit at a time. It's like playing the game, you know what I'm saying? Each level is different. Just my opinion. But that's probably why I'm thinking.
That's probably why you what?
I said that's probably why I'm thinking like that.
Oh, I thought you said prejudice. I'm going to say, damn.
Well, and I don't know why y'all trying to say y'all don't understand that, because men do that all the time. So I was trying to ask, like, it's just women that do that, because men do that all the time.
From my understanding, you're right. They do.
And, I mean, it may not just be with the way we did something different, but, I mean, if you add everything up, if you're looking at the whole total picture, maybe we going out more. Maybe now before we didn't care how we was looking in the house, now we looking all, you know what I'm saying? We looking different. It may be a total thing that's happening, but me and notice that type of stuff, too.
Yeah, but it says it's a 65% chance that a man is the one more insecure than a woman, I think. That was the sentence they said.
Well, I disagree with that. Who was back?
Hey, they say 65%.
Who was back?
Who?
That's what I'm asking you. Who? Who was back?
Oh, the internet.
Oh, you read on the internet, so it's got to be true.
It's on the internet, got to be true.
That's why I call it the internet.
All right, man, I'm going to go with... Let me go with one of these old school songs, man. I put a lot of old school on here for you, Janine. I'll play this one for you. This for you, Janine.
Is there hope for me? You know? From looking hard, you wore these jeans, girl. You wore these jeans, and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what the means do to me. Make you wanna get down on one knee. You got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans.
Tell me, is there any more?
All right, y'all, welcome back. But check this out, man. Hey, no homo, but that was a pretty motherfucker, man. Women used to go crazy for that motherfucker. That's all I hear. Oh, he's so fine. Oh, he's gorgeous. Oh, he's beautiful.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
You can't say no homo no more when you say that because they say you gay bash.
Well, no homo. That motherfucker was pretty. That was a pretty motherfucker. Pretty ass bastard. I bet he got all the hoes. Hey, Janine, let me ask you a question. When you're in a relationship, are you loyal to your guy?
You talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. When you're in a relationship, are you loyal to your guy?
What do you mean loyal?
You got his back.
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'm gonna give you a situation.
Okay.
All right, check this out. You and your guy, y'all live together, right? You guys a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
You know he was a drug dealer going in, right?
Okay.
He keep all the dope at the crib and everything. The crib get raided. You go to jail and he ain't there. And the police tell you, we need to know where he at. You don't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose everything. You lose the crib. You're going to lose the kids. We taking everything.
Okay.
Now, are you loyal to the point where you won't give him up and lose the crib and the kids, or do you give his ass up?
He said he wasn't there at the time?
No, he ain't there. He gone when the crib get ready. He gone. He ain't even there. But they find all the dope, and they take your ass to jail. Because it's your crib. His name ain't even on the crib, but they know he live there.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is in your name.
I don't think I'll give him up. Mm-mm.
They talking about taking your kid.
My kid to go with family until I get this straightened out. But I don't think I will say nothing.
Wow. That's some loyalty for your ass. Damn, are you single?
What?
are you single? Shit, I need a ride or die like you.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been different if he was there, because knowing the person that I'm with, if he was loyal to me, he wouldn't see me go down anyway. But I don't see me just all willy-nilly just telling on them just because they feel like they got me in a
who called her?
Band or whatever.
So, I mean, you would actually go to jail for that.
So his mother couldn't get in touch with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. This ain't like it happened before.
All right, dog, flip it. What about you, man? She balling you at the crib. Crib get raided. You snitch out?
That's fucked up. A ball. My female is the baller, not me. Damn. I'm fucked up.
Hey, it's females out there that get money, dog. You know how the game go. She the baller, you ain't. But then, you know what I'm saying? Them boys run up in the spot. You there, she gone. They find all the dope. You know what I'm saying? It's your crib. She living with you. They like, hey, we want to know what Sean had.
She
you don't
gotta
tell
get
us
me
you going. You gonna hold it down too?
All right, you gotta give me a lawyer. But you know what? Let's go back to the man. Me personally, dog, I couldn't. Even if she was that loyal to me, I couldn't let her do it. I could not let her do it. I mean, if I called, they got me. I gotta turn myself in. Look, man, I'm finna turn myself in. I mean, 9 times out of 10, they know who they want. They know it's me. They know it ain't her. I couldn't let her take that fall.
Man, I'll put some money on your books. It's your first offense. You'll be out soon. Don't worry about it. Just don't say nothing.
I couldn't do it, man. Straight up. I mean, that wouldn't make you feel less than a man, though.
She got caught.
Man,
she took her ass to the store. She should have went to the store that day. Ain't my fault. You knew that shit was in there. You let me bring it in there. That's all I'm saying. I told you I needed some place to put it. You said, go ahead and use the basement. How's that on me?
We know it ain't on you, but at the same time, I mean, it's like, come on, man. So what you're telling me is that you would let Mother Nature go down like that?
Hey, she knew she was in it. Just like Janine said. If she's willing to take the charge for me, I'm just going to love even more when she get out. She ride or die, man.
Oh,
who don't want to ride or die?
I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, I just feel like I'm not going to let you take that charge.
Hey, you knew the rules. You know what I mean? And that's a true story. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hold on. We got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What do we do? Wow, my nigga.
Who this?
Hey, I was just want to comment on what y'all was just talking about. I say just kick that country bitch to the curb. You know what I'm saying? That bitch make her ride, let she ride. She get caught, she on her own.
Who is this? What's your name?
Country Wick.
Country Wick.
What? Yeah, man.
Goodness. Oh,
man. All right, fellas, I just wanted to get my point across. I'll let y'all know. I'll be back on next week for y'all. Peace.
What?
Hilarious.
Man, just go to a song. Just go to a song. Let's just go to a song.
All right.
And it's
to keep your mind. Don't want this to be the last time. We make sweet love, baby. I know you feel it too. It's bigger than the both of us. There's one thing I'm so certain of. I need you right now, I don't.
I mean,
we
Oh boy, boy, boy! What was the conversation even about? I didn't totally just got just totally discombobulated. What was we talking about again?
Don't even worry about it, dog. Don't even worry about it. I got a question for Janine.
Okay.
Hi, Janine. I had this conversation with this woman I met. Right? She's about like 41, 42 year old woman, right?
Okay.
And she told me that she had sex with men, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, different guys, but every time she does it, you know, she gets money from it.
Okay.
Now, in my book, isn't that the definition of a prostitute? She don't consider herself a prostitute. I mean, you being a woman, would you consider it a prostitute?
Yeah, I would consider that prostituting, but maybe she just look at herself in a different light. I don't know.
What other light is there?
Maybe she just don't want to look at it that way.
You know, this is what she told me. She said, I don't consider myself a prostitute because we don't negotiate a price up front. It's when we're done, he gives me what he think I should have.
That's still
prostitution, right?
Yeah.
He should have flipped the ass a nickel and kept walking.
I mean, I'm like, really? You like 42 years old? You come on, now. I mean, she happy with $10, $15, $20.
What?
I'm serious. This is a grown ass woman. I'm dead serious. Had this conversation earlier today.
Now
she does not consider it prostitution.
Because if you gonna sell your body or get money for shit, $20 ain't shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you a low price hoe.
You might as well give it away for free, shit.
Straight up, dog. She's like 41 years old, man, and she said, I do not consider myself a prostitute because I don't charge him nothing up front. It's when we get done, they give me what they think I should get.
I'm not going to give you a goddamn fucking napkin here. Wipe off.
I was shocked. 21 years old.
He put out 20.
The grown ass kids.
He put out 20. He's like, Like, come
right.
on. A little bit about. Okay, 40. But I'm still not saying nothing.
But
I'm like,
mm-mm.
Hey, that's not enough.
You're not
hitting my number yet.
I mean, I don't know, man. And I know that's the oldest profession in the world today. But I'm just one that just don't believe in. Like, I ain't gonna pay you. I just flat out. Not just. Here you go. Now let's get started.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't let me get it already?
If that bitch want to get paid, let her get paid. Fuck it. Why you going to get mad because that bitch want to get paid?
I mean, shit. I mean, if you want to pay her, that's on you. I'm just saying me personally. I'm not paying the motherfucker.
I'm not paying either. I'm not paying cash up front. I mean, I might take you out to dinner or some shit and
mm-hmm.
pay you that way, but I'm not going to pay you up front.
Nigga, that's paying right there. Nigga, you're paying right there. You're paid
right there.
That's what I just
said.
You're paid right there.
That's what I just said.
I'm just saying. So you're talking about you never paid, you're going to pay. So why not get it out the front? You heard that dinner, I'm taking you to McDonald's or whatever, you know. Get that $5 out of the front. Because I ain't getting up bitch no more than $5. You know what I'm saying? $5.
Man, I'm finna start smoking weed. So if motherfuckers get me to act like that, that's some good shit.
But like I say, man, I'm not going my wallet, pulling out through 20s before we get started, no shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I took you out to dinner, you know, that's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm talking about cash in hand up front. You know, no foreplay. We just go straight into it. Come on. I want to do cops do side foreplay.
Yeah, it costs extra. They give you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pay your ass no extra $20 of lick on my chest. God damn, fuck that. You supposed to do that shit naturally.
My
I don't know, man.
No
that taco
no
meat you got. That taco meat you got, you might have to pay extra dub.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
Just saying, man, you know. The taco meat you got on there. But I feel you, dog. I mean, I don't mind taking nobody out to eat. I don't mind doing all that, but just be like, here's, and damn, you said she only want $15 to $20? How does she look?
She's all right. She'll be 41.
Okay.
I mean, 1 to 10. She took care of herself.
Scale 1 to 10.
1 to 10?
Yeah.
She'd be about 7. 6.5, 7.
So she's not a bad looking woman.
No, she's not. She's not. But
did
you, I mean, you know,
did she charge more when she was younger? I'm saying, did she charge more when she was younger?
I have no idea. I didn't know when she was younger.
Can we
talk?
I've only been known for about 3 years.
I'm almost that age. I might get into the profession.
Hey, it ain't never too late. According to her, it ain't never too late. I think she's been like that her whole life, though. I don't think this is nothing new for her.
Yeah.
Just off of her conversation, you know what I mean? Because, like,
yeah.
You know, I sit back and I listen, and all you hear is, well, I'm going to hook up with him because he's supposed to be giving me some money. No, that's all you hear. I ain't hooking up with him because he don't get paid till next week. I'm like, really? Seriously. I've actually heard her say that. I'm not hooking up with him because he don't get paid till next week. I'm like, come on.
That's
fucked up.
That's
fucked
up.
But ain't trying to get a job. She ain't trying to get no job.
So she live on her own?
Yeah, she got her own little spot. But she got, you know, she got all these different dudes paying her bills.
Well, if she got it like that, oh well.
Yeah, I mean, nevertheless, you still can't knock a hustle, though.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, I ain't knocking it. You know what I mean? But I told, hey, dog, I ain't gonna lie, man. I told Mother Nature last night. I say, shit, I'm gonna approach her and see what she's saying.
Really? Yeah.
How did
that conversation go?
She was like, go ahead, see what happened. She don't think, because it's one of her friends, she don't think she would do it. But I think for cash, I don't think she would care if it's the right amount of cash.
But
how
much you going to proposition them with?
I'm going to start low, man. I'm going to start by 15. I'm working my way up.
See, you can't do that because, see, by her being her friend, so, you know, and right out the gate, you're going to have to come with a high number.
I'm going to start low. I'm going to see what the cutoff point is.
See, you can't go low. That's what I'm saying. You need to just go high right out the gate because if you start low, you know, she going to be like, nigga, fuck you. And, you know, it's a good chance. I mean, even though y'all just doing an experiment, you know, she fuck around and be like, I'm going to go tell on your ass. But now you start high right out the gate where it just piqued her interest. Like, ooh, wait a minute, how much you say?
then you can see how, what type of motherfucker she is. So you need to start off high like shit. At least start off with at least 60, 70 bucks.
All right. I'll take your advice. I'm going to try that. I told you.
All right, see what I get.
Sell you out. She will sell you out. She swear it down. She won't do that. Mm-mm, she won't do that.
All right, now don't you fuck around and get yourself in trouble. Well, I only got 40 for real.
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, man. No fucking way.
That fucking St. Ives get up in you.
I wouldn't give a fuck. They don't make enough 40 for me to go that route. The conversations I heard, I'm good. I'm cool. Shit, I don't get paid till next week anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I had to catch on the payday. Hey, you know, she went to the doctor, but, you know, the kids is gone. Well, I got a couple of dollars, but I just got paid today. You should come on over. Hey, women do this shit all the time. Y'all know y'all be setting motherfuckers up. Girl, talk to him and see if he'll talk to you.
You know what?
Y'all don't do that?
With that being said, I mean, have you ever done that, Janine? Have you ever done it in the sense of just saying, just to see what they would say? We know you didn't. You didn't send motherfuckers to the crib. Go on ahead.
No, I don't think I've ever. I mean, I've had friends who have done it. Or I've had friends who would be like, girl, call him and see if he was trying to talk to you. I've did it to other people. But I've never did it to somebody I was with.
No, wrong way. Come on.
See what I'm saying? Go ahead, Janine.
Wait. Go ahead.
So, yeah, and you know, they fall for it all the time.
Now, let me ask you this.
I don't know why they're trying to use me anyway. Don't use me. I'm not a good person to use. Because, of course, they always going to say, yeah, you just told them everything I do. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Is the girl sitting next to you while you're doing it? Or is it like a three-way?
Well, it depends. It's been either or. She was on the phone or she was sitting right there.
Fuck that three-way shit. Because she could tell you word for word everything you said. Mm-hmm. You sitting back like, damn, how the fuck she know exactly what the fuck I said? She lying. You can't use that she lying because you was on the phone. Oh, motherfucker, I was on the phone. I heard you. You didn't hear me.
Yeah, women do that stuff all the time.
That was Tony. You know me and Tony sound alike.
I mean, I don't have no need to do with shit. If I was set you up, we gonna do something for real. It ain't for life. Shit.
Well, how you set people up?
Huh?
How do you do it? You say you do it for real. How do you do it? Give me an example.
I do it for real. Well, we all three gonna be together. I set it up. Like, I'm not setting up to bust you or nothing like that. I'm setting it up for us to do some things together.
Okay.
See, and that would be, I mean, because, you know, that's a rarity to where a motherfucker like, you know, well, shit, you know, my girl told me that, you know, to call you. I mean, how often does that really happen?
I'm thinking in my mind, that's a setup to me. I'm being set up for some shit.
You gotta know, the only
that's
way
exactly
that
what I would think.
You know that you gave that fuck female privilege to call, you know, for your nigga to call somebody. It don't happen with everybody.
No, it don't happen with everybody, but I mean, what I'm saying, at the same time,
that's
like, okay.
Point.
Huh?
It has to be important. Somebody got to be in jail, dead, or something. That's the only reason a girl, my nigga's girl called her.
All I'm saying is this. Okay, Janine, we together. We a couple. And then you say, well, go ahead and call Toya. I'm in my mind, I'm thinking like, fuck, I'm going to call her Toya for? No, you can go ahead and call this, okay? And then I call Toya, and she like, yeah, we talked about it. You know, it's all good. Come on, no. I'm like, nah, shit ain't right. Something's wrong. She set me up. I mean, that's how I would think.
I knew you wanted to fuck her. I knew you wanted
to
fuck her.
Exactly. I'm going to stay away from her. I'm not calling her.
So even if I tell
you call
to do it, even if I tell you to do it, you would still not want to do it. That's what you're saying.
I still wouldn't do it because in my mind I'm thinking, okay, now she's testing me. Now she's trying to see if I would actually go through with it. That's
well,
how
don't
I think.
Go back to the same conversation we had earlier. That's a trust thing then. I feel if my nigga told me to call his girl for something, I think I should be able to do that without him thinking that. That goes to a trust thing, dude.
No. You got it backwards, man. You calling her friend.
Oh, I'm calling her friend. Yeah,
you calling your woman's friend.
Yeah, I'm trying to fuck her.
He already gave you permission to do that.
Calling her her woman's, yeah, I'm trying to fuck her. You already gave me permission. Yeah, I'm trying to fuck her.
That's a test, motherfucker.
That's her friend.
I knew it.
Wait a minute.
My mama told me not to fuck with you.
Wait a minute. You so what? You fucking her and the friend?
Yeah.
You said it's the friend. I can't have the friend.
That's why you single now.
Yeah, that's just being stingy, man.
That's being set the fuck up, man.
Her and
that's
the friend.
I mean, that's why I understand how you would see that as a setup.
I'm not understanding this whole conversation.
Look, shut your ass up and listen.
I'll be quiet right about now and let you talk. Go ahead, mister.
But, what if you don't do it and now your woman's looking at you like, you're scared?
You know, that's a
that's
tough situation because you really can't.
I'm going to be honest. That's how I'm going to look at you.
No, you know what? That's a tough situation.
You ain't even. Oh, goodness.
It's tough because on one hand, you think like, is she serious? On the other hand, you think like it's a you know what I'm saying? Is she testing me?
And I
so the
understand
way I think,
that.
Well, but you did say
think,
it was a friend.
I mean, you're not supposed to think like that. I wouldn't put it. I wouldn't doubt. You know, think that you should think no other way. But the question is, did you do it? If you call me and you get all your questions answered, you know, look, she called me and she said you said it was okay and this and that, and I tell you yes. She told me that she wanted to. I'm at work. I can't get there right now. I want you to go. Have a good time.
You just said it was your woman.
You call her.
You
call her while I'm standing here. And y'all talk about it. I want to hear it. Put it on speakerphone. I want you to know exactly what's going to happen.
No.
And if you
my
say it's
friend
cool,
already
it's
called
cool.
you. So my friend already called you. Okay, let me give you a scenario. My friend calls you. Okay? Now, me and you are the ones that's dating. We together, been together, we married, whatever. So my friend calls you. She says, I need you to come over. Because, you know, blah, 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 she wants you to come. You like, you know, what is you talking about, whatever you're going to say. And she tells you, Janine said it was okay for you to come. I already talked to her. Okay, so of course, as the guy, you call, you get our phone like, well, I'm going to have to talk to her about this. So you call me.
Right.
Okay. You call me, and you say, young damn just called me. And I explain. I said, yes, I already talked to her. She told me that she needed some, whatever. I told her that I'm at work right now. If you want to come, that's fine with me. So
I still wouldn't
do it.
If
that's what you want to do, then, you know, that's fine with me. I'm okay with it. And you wouldn't do it. You still say you wouldn't do it.
Hey, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, this is some bullshit. There's some shit going on here. She testing me. She testing me to see if I'm actually going over here and do it. Got my shit already packed up.
This can't be really happening. I'm in the Twilight Zone. He's going to be here in the Twilight Zone.
I would not do it. I would not do it. It just don't sound right to me. I would not do it.
Okay, that's what about
you? I wouldn't do it one-on-one. You know, now, if it was, you know, a threesome,
uh-huh,
you know, that means you there. So, yeah, but one-on-one,
well, say we've already been doing
that.
That
could even work out worse.
Well, say we've
already
been doing
that.
Okay, we already had a threesome?
Yeah.
We already had a threesome.
Yeah, because we've been doing it for a year. And we've been doing it for a year. But it's just this particular time, I'm at work, I can't make it, whatever. She wants you. I would do it then.
I would.
Oh, okay.
If we already been doing threesomes together, you know, you at work, you just gotta miss out on this one. We'll catch you on the next one. She might have another friend over there. She is. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
And that's do it, but if we ain't never done nothing together, mm-hmm, I wouldn't do it. I would think you're testing me. I would think you're trying to see if I would actually go there. I mean, that's just me. That's how I think. I don't know about anybody else. Would you do it, dog, in that scenario? No threesome, just one-on-one. She called you like, hey, it's cool. Would you do it?
Sure.
That's like asking a goddamn dog if he'll fucking...
Shut up.
Just say no, man. Just say no.
All right.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
So you would do it, Cam.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, shit, you gave me the green light to do it.
Yeah, what you gonna do when you come to the crib?
Now, let me ask you.
So, you don't think that's cheating? That's not cheating.
It's not cheating if they gave you permission.
Yeah.
Why is that?
No, not necessarily.
What
if he gave you permission to do it?
It ain't cheating. She know you're doing it. Cheating is when she don't know.
But would you feel bad after the fact, like you was just trading, like you was a piece of meat?
Oh, I got one. Could you watch it?
You feel what I feel like?
Can y'all be in the same room?
Nobody.
Huh?
Can who be in the same room? What you talking about, bro?
Could you be in the same room with your lover while y'all having sex with somebody else?
But if I'm, am I with another female?
Yeah, and she with another dude.
Oh, hell no. Where you going now?
Fuck all that switching shit. Ain't none of that bullshit coming off.
That was C. C.
Fuck that.
C what? What do you keep calling C for, man? What are you talking about? Can you do it?
That's... Hell no. It's never going to happen to my rank.
All right, Wick, let me ask. Well, Wick, well, hold on, dog. Wick, you
no,
such
I,
a...
I,
you...
We,
Wait a minute, hold on, man. Hold on. I'm asking you a question. Goddamn, brother, can I ask you the question first?
Sure.
All right, man.
You.
How many threesomes you done had?
In my lifetime, six.
In your lifetime. Six. You say six?
Yeah.
60.
Six.
No, he said six. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, six.
Oh, I
number
thought he
six.
Said 60.
That's
all right,
it?
Not... Now, out of those six, dog, I mean, you say you had six now. Out of those six,
yeah.
What, I mean, did you ever feel uncomfortable?
I'll say two.
Of them. Why did you feel uncomfortable?
Because my bro got the bro. You know what I'm saying? And it felt like I was getting put out the thing for a minute.
Oh, so they pretty much said, fuck you, and they started doing their own thing.
Yeah, for a second, but then it turned out better, you know. But for a minute, yeah, I had that insecurity. You're like, what the fuck? Bitch, y'all bust your head. No, but, you know, for real. But, yeah, but that's how people, I mean, a man, we think of that dumb shit sometimes.
Whoa. I got to disagree.
No,
When I say
the worst scenario that's gonna happen. That's what the first thing you think of. That's what I mean by that dumb shit.
No, I wouldn't shit. I can sit in a chair and have a drink.
Hell no, I've been watching me goddamn from hospital, so I'm not getting no chair, no drink.
I don't think hockey got nothing to do with the motherfuckers.
I
got the cartoons on. Hey. This has been one. Okay. All right. Good show. I cannot say this.
Well, I mean, you know me and my bad, fellas. You know I'm just a troublemaker.
All right.
I'm just,
you keep saying you're in trouble, Mike. You said what?
Huh?
I say I'm just chilling with my saint.
Well, look, everybody can't chill. We got a show to do, so everybody can't just chill. Who is that?
Janine, are you watching the game? Are you watching the game?
No.
As it is Tuesday, I don't know if that shit still come on, but I know you used to be into that shit. TV live in the motherfucker.
I wonder what it sound like, because I don't even hear no TV.
Man, I tried to watch that shit the other day, then it changed all the characters over there. Those
and
people over there.
Yeah,
like,
he talking about.
Police and other dudes. Nah, that wasn't my TV.
Well, I'm gonna change it up, man. I'm gonna change it up. I got to get y'all a lowdown on Love and Hip Hop since we didn't move the TV.
Did you check?
My boy Stevie J. Did you see what Stevie J did? Stevie J got to be the smoothest motherfucker on the planet. This motherfucker is smooth. He proposed to both of them.
Well, not technically, he didn't propose to both of them. He just gave the old girl a ring, I guess. He just told her.
One of them said yes. Who said yes? That's how you being smooth. They didn't say yes.
Well, they don't got to say yes. The way he did it, I mean, he was talking that what the fuck was it? Whatever the fuck he was talking about. That shit, that motherfucker is bad. I don't give a fuck with no one. People always talk shit about Stevie J on that show. I don't know if that shit is, you know, the real him or just a TV him. That's a bad motherfucker, man. That's a bad motherfucker. If you aspire to be a player, read Stevie J's book. Because he can teach you.
Whatever. He's going to be back himself.
I bet you he ain't gonna both of them got feelings for him.
Both of them got feelings for him. He ain't gonna have neither one of them. He ain't gonna have neither one of them. It's just a show.
I don't know. That motherfucker bad. I don't think it's just a show because, you know, them motherfuckers be doing shit together. You know, they be touring and shit together. I think it's more than just a show.
No, I mean, of course they touring together. They making money.
Right, because now, like you know, I worked in the airport, and that one day, I met Jocelyn. I met her like 5 in the morning. It was like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, she sat down, took pictures with us, shot the shit with us. Now, all of a sudden, 11 o'clock, here come Mimi. Like, wait a minute. Hold up. They, you know, and they're working the circuit together. So it's like, you know, I think a lot of that is scripted because it's like, you two bitches to hate each other the way y'all are. Ain't no way in hell y'all
exactly.
Gonna be in the same club.
Exactly.
Not if it's enough money. You can put differences aside if it's enough money. Hey, I hate your ass, but right now we gonna act like we get along because we getting paid.
No.
After this show, fuck
it's more scripted. I think it's more scripted because it's like, you know. I mean, but now don't get me wrong. I mean, Stevie J's a motherfucker on the show. I love him. I love the death. He's a motherfucker. Hey. The motherfucker. Hey, I love his character. I love him. You can't get too much cooler than Stevie J, but I do kind of believe that a lot of that stuff is scripted. Because I'm sitting there, you know, we asking her, like, you know, she like, why y'all didn't come to the show? We like, motherfucker, we had to be here at 4 in the morning. You just left the goddamn show. And she was like, yeah, true. And she was like, you know, of course she wanted to holler, that bitch be me, that bitch did it, did it. But then we turn right around 11 o'clock. Here come Beanie and her friend walking through the airport. Now, this wasn't no Super Bowl or nothing like this. This is just a regular weekend. Like, now, wait a minute now. Hold up. You motherfuckers, y'all motherfuckers, they probably like, okay, the thing is we ain't going to travel together. But nevertheless, what's the odds of them two both being in Indianapolis at the same time? Come on, man. Well, these
I'm going to tell you what the odds are. The odds are, I'm the motherfucking executive producer. I don't give a fuck if you motherfuckers don't get along or not, but you're going to promote my motherfucking show at the end of the day. That's what it's all about.
No,
I mean, come on, dog. Okay, let's say me and you mortal enemies. We enemies. We on the show together. We hate each other. You know what I'm saying? We can't stand each other on the show. But then, you know, the producer coming up and be like, well, look, we need y'all two motherfuckers to go do this thing in Illinois. If you don't do it, you ain't getting paid.
Yeah, but then, I mean,
we
to me,
do
that's,
it.
Just like, that's just like wrestling.
People know how much money is there and how much loyalty
it's
you
not
got.
About, it's not about no money because, I mean, Growing up, we thought Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes hated each other, and they were the best of friends. Would you shut up about that damn Lord? It's about a fucking persona. That's the persona they put down, and that's what it is. I mean, hell, you couldn't tell us that oh, Ric Flair didn't like Dusty Rhodes, or Hulk Hogan didn't like King Kong Bundy. They all were the best of friends. But they when you get on TV, oh, we hate each other, we fight, motherfuckers, it's for publicity. I mean, even remember back then, you had to have a different locker rooms. You know, it's the same thing. All right, y'all not going to fly together, but y'all going to show up at this place, y'all going to do that. Just like you said, like a promoter. All right, yeah, I'm trying to promote this, but no, I don't think they hate each other like that. No, I think a lot of that shit is scripted. You take a piece of reality and you enhance it times 10.
I think, personally.
Not to say that there's not no real Stevie J's up there. You know what I'm saying? But I just think in that case, I think it's more enhanced.
Well, I don't think the show is scripted. I think it's 100% real. Now, I think some of the shit that they say, you know what I'm saying, they don't mean it, but I think there's genuine dislike for each other on that motherfucking show. I believe
okay.
That, man.
The only person I know on that show is Lil Scrappy. Who is Stevie J? What song he sung?
Watch the show, man. He ain't a singer.
Like I said, man, that's just like if you put me and you on that show. If you put you take all of us that's on this show right now. You put us on this show, and you tell us act as wild as you want to. Do what take the way you act and enhance it times 10. You don't get some of the. I mean, let's face it. Me and Jadine probably be the wildest motherfuckers on that show. You think you get us to be take your everyday persona and enhance it times 10. So do whatever the fuck you want to. Act however the fuck you want to act. Come on, man. That show would make. Hey, maybe we need to do a Fear City show. I really need to sit down and write a pilot for that time. What you think?
Hey, I love to do that shit, man. We be in different motherfucking states.
Move over, Stevie J. Here comes Cam. Well, Stevie J wouldn't have shit on me.
Man. Motherfuckers probably think we trying to rip off Love and Hip Hop, though.
Fuck them, shit. What they say, great artists feel.
Yeah. As long as we don't have no K Michelle's, I'm good. I don't like that. I don't like that, bro. I do not like her.
You got to. You got to have that.
I don't like her. You know, I don't like that, you know, you talk shit. You know what I mean? Then the next day it's like everything is cool. No, everything ain't fucking cool. I remember exactly what the fuck you just said yesterday. Now the day we cool? Get the fuck. Now I do believe that part of the show be scripted. Because them motherfuckers be making up like it ain't shit.
That's the young thing. That's what they do to young people.
If I don't like you, I ain't going to say nothing to you. Point blank. Sure or not. I don't like you, I don't got shit to say to you. That's just me. I'm not going to be fake about it. If I don't like you, I'm not going to talk to you.
All right, Jadine, we write him off the show quick.
Well, write me off the show, goddamn. If I don't like you, I ain't going to. Why should I fake it?
Because
you know what I mean?
Because
you're getting paid.
You're
getting paid. That's why you're not
staying in that house for months,
oh,
man.
Motherfucker, you fuck, I show up. Shit, don't worry about it. It's going to be real. You costing me money? Oh, it's going to be real. Right when I hit you with that damn bottle.
Well, y'all leave me out. I'll be in the background. I ain't talking to a motherfucker I don't like. Fuck that.
Good. In the back.
If I genuinely don't like you, I ain't got nothing to say to you. We don't have nothing to talk about.
look, dog, what makes you think that them people really hate each other that much?
I don't know if they do. I'm just saying me personally.
That's
if I don't like
point.
You, I'm
so
not fucking with you.
It's like being in the barracks with somebody. Eventually, you're going to like that motherfucker, even if you don't
they
get along.
They gave us a show right now. They gave us a show right now. And they said, well, in order for your show to take off, we're going to need you and Mr. Charlie to bury the hatchet. You think I won't?
Hey, that's on you.
So you would actually just kill the show because you talking about I don't like this dude.
Well, right now there's nobody that's affiliated with the show that I don't fuck with.
I'm
talking
just
about
if it was somebody you don't fuck with, but they said, look, we won't put him on the show, and you like, well, I don't like that dude, so I ain't going on the show. That would be your thing.
I mean, as long as me and him. We don't have to interact. I'm cool.
No, y'all
gotta
interact.
But if you want me to get in front of the cameras and act like me and this motherfucker cool like that, I'm not gonna do it.
Out your fucking mind.
Hey, call it what you want. I'm
so
not gonna
pride,
do it.
You got that much pride. You got that much pride to say, well, fuck it, man. I'd rather struggle the rest of my life than get these fat ass checks.
Well, you know, man, I learned something a long time ago, man. All money ain't good money. That's just who I am, man. If I don't fuck with you,
dude,
I'm not going to fuck with you on
now.
No camera. I'm not going to fuck with you in the show. I'm not going to fuck with you at all. That's just
you
who I am.
You sit here and tell me. So wait a minute. So let me get this right. Much as we've been pushing this show, and these motherfuckers finally give us a say, well, here go a chance to make this big-ass deal, but you got to fuck with a motherfucker that you don't get along with. You're going to look at me and say, man, fuck that. We ain't going to do it. And they say, now, it's the package deal. Both of y'all got to be in this. You going to actually
hey,
look at me and tell
as,
me, dog,
as long as I don't,
we ain't doing
as long as I don't have to interact,
oh, you
I
got
have no
to,
problem
man.
With that.
Bottom line, you got to interact with him. That's part of the show. You and him interacting.
I wouldn't do it, man.
You
going to
tell me you're going to throw everything that we work for away because your pride?
Ain't got nothing to do with pride, man.
That's
well,
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
We don't have to, draw a line in this motherfucker then.
I don't believe it.
We're going to be like the two executives from Mike and Ike because something got to get here, man. For real.
I feel you, dog.
We're going to be like motherfucking Twix commercial.
I mean, that's just like you asking me to do a commercial with fucking Stevie Frenchette. Ain't going to fucking happen.
Motherfucker,
not
gonna happen. Look here, dog. They
just—it's
so
the same
sick.
Scenario.
All
motherfuckers,
right,
I don't fuck with.
You think I? You think if a motherfucker paid, I would get right that Steve Frenchette? Let's do this commercial. Fuck you at the end of it.
Well, I mean, hey, that's how you think. That's how you think. We just think differently. That's all. We just have to agree to disagree on this one, man.
I'm not gonna.
I just can't do it, man. If I don't like you, you don't like me. There's genuine hate between us. I'm not fucking with you. I don't give a fuck what camera's there.
Okay.
I'm not fucking with you. I mean, there's not a lot of people in this world that I hate like that. It's not gonna happen. That's like me doing a commercial with my baby mama. Shit ain't gonna fucking happen. Out your motherfucking mind. We wouldn't even get through the fucking commercial without fucking arguing and cussing each other out. They'd be the five both of us. Get these motherfuckers off the set.
By the time
God damn, I know they don't like each other, but god damn. This shit is ridiculous.
I don't agree with you much, but I do agree with you on that one. Because it's one person I know I would not want on stage with me. It wouldn't go right. So I agree.
And who is that? Now, who is that, dog?
Carl Bug.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
I understand. Well, damn, I mean, shit. That's something totally different. That's something totally different than what either me or you talking about.
He said, for somebody you hate, he said hate. You did say the word hate.
Yes, I did.
And, yeah, couldn't be on the stage.
Okay. Have anybody put you in the position that Carl Bugs ever put Wick in?
Hell no.
No.
Okay then. So therefore, I mean, you can't compare the two.
Yeah, but you said just if you wanted somebody around that makes do something, that yeah, it wouldn't work out.
Man, you know what?
Right. It don't matter the situation.
Y'all ever seen the movie Soul Man?
Yeah.
I understand that. You ever seen the movie Soul Man, though?
Yeah.
You remember when the very first time they got on the stage?
Yeah.
That drunk motherfucker, when he told him, shut the fuck up or I knock your dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
You sound like him right about now, for real.
I'm just saying, I agree with Father Time, Louis.
You know what?
When you say, but hate is a big word, dude. Ain't too many people you say you hate. Hate is a big word.
That's very true.
Hate is a big word, dude.
I rarely ever agree with you, but I have to agree with you on that one.
I can't stand that motherfucker where hate, there's only two people in my life I can say I hate.
Wait. With all, you have all reason in the world to hate that man. You do.
Yeah, but
you do.
You said hate. Don't go to hell.
Hold on, man. Wait.
Change
stop,
your
man.
Word.
Wait a minute. Stop before you keep trying to outthink me. Stop.
No,
because
I'm not.
That ain't what that.
No. I'm not.
First of all, hold on. First of all, what I'm trying to say is, we wasn't even talking that far, that deep in the scenario where this motherfucker's bringing up shit like that any motherfucking way. We just talking about the motherfucker that the motherfucker dislikes. Now, you want to bring it on? Hold on, man. Hold on. You want to talk about it? I'll bring it up. Like I said, we're not that far in the scenario. We're talking about some shit that we were just talking simply because y'all want to bring up this shit about, you know what? Let's just end this fucking show. Any last words?
I guess you got them all.
You right. Good day. Good night.